Regional pronunciations and colloquialisms intrigue many of us, but for Joshua Katz, illustrating dialect distinctions is quickly becoming a claim to fame. Katz is a Ph.D. student at NC State. His recently released internet maps showing regional speech patterns have gone viral. They're generating international publicity coverage ranging from local TV markets to the Huffington Post. Katz joins me now to talk about all of this. And Mr. Katz, what's going on, do you think? Why have these maps become such a big hit?
You know, I really don't know. I'm going to leave that to other people to speculate on. I mean, for me, it's just been incredible. You know, I've gotten a lot of calls from people just telling me, oh, my friends and I stayed up all night just going through your maps, and you're like, well, what do you say? I say this, I say that. And people seem to have enjoyed it and had a lot of fun with it, so if I can contribute to that in some small way, I think that's a win.
So there's research out there demonstrating these regional distinctions. Tell me about that and how you have employed that research.
Yeah, that's right. So the survey data, these 120 questions showing these regional dialect differences, all of this originally came from data collected by a linguistics researcher named Bert Vox. And it's all posted on his site. So you'll have these maps just showing each observation as a single color-coded point. What I wanted to do was to take those maps and go from that data to deriving this a smoothed estimate so that you can see the distribution of language across the entire country.
Okay, so for example, and I've got one of these maps pulled up on the computer right now, and I'm looking at the map for the word that is spelled C-A-R-A-M-E-L, and I see a lot of red on that map, and I see some blue. So tell me what's going on there.
Sure. So where you see red, that's where people tend to pronounce the word with two syllables, so caramel. Where you see blue, that's where people tend to pronounce the word with three syllables, or caramel. Now, what's important with these maps, none of it is black and white. It's all on a gradient. So the stronger red areas, you see even more people will pronounce it with two syllables. And the really strong blue areas, even more people will pronounce it with three. But in both places, you still get a mix.
And going back for just a second to that colloquialism about the devil beating his wife, it's not a theological statement, right?
So that is one that I was completely surprised by. I assume that sunshower was a national term. And then through the course of doing this project, not only did I learn that the vast majority of the country doesn't call it a sunshower, but there is that small region of the South where they refer to it as the devil beating his wife. And I didn't even believe that that was true, but a friend of mine assured me that it was absolutely true, that his mother had told them all that. Growing up, he said it was, yep, it's the devil beating his wife, and the raindrops are her tears.
So, sun shower, you use that phrase, basically when it's raining and the sun is shining at the same time.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about.
Right.
Well, Mr. Katz, thanks for talking with me, and thanks for giving folks something to entertain themselves with.
Oh, thank you.